If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
Oh yeah, hey Gayton, man. Our Minister Gayton, who's been doing a lot, Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture, when he came in, he had promised that legends will not be forgotten, not under his tenure, and he's going to celebrate legends. And yesterday he hosted a breakfast to commemorate legends, to remind legends that they are appreciated and that they still have a role and they are not forgotten. And some of the things, do correct me if I'm wrong, Mfundo, because you guys did report on this, and he said, I'm quoting him, he said, the days of legends getting 15K are gone.
Because they have a living legends fund that actually gives them money on a monthly basis, right?
I'm not quite sure about that living legends fund.
Yeah.
I'm not so certain. For me, my interpretation was that whether it's a payment elsewhere that could be nominal. So I still need to go and check about that Living Legends Fund.
Yeah, it's a monthly allowance that they get of 15,000. So he wants to increase it to 50,000 per month.
Hmm. Wow. Listen to some of the things that he actually said from the horse's mouth.
No business looking after the up-and-coming amapiano artist if I can't even look after the legends. The legends is first priority. So if I do that right, then I can look after the others. This is a commitment that must happen monthly, can't annually for a person. The criteria is simple. You got to be a legend in what you've done. You got to be known. You can't say you're a legend, nobody knows who you are. This is international. One. Two, you got to have be the age of 70. So, if you are not 70, you can't be part of the living legends. So we've put a criteria of 70. What we are doing for now, for this December holidays, we gave them an honorarium. It's a nice way of putting it. But we gave them 100,000 rands. We have a nice Christmas. How can some of our legends, we put them on flights coming here, we paid for the taxi, because they didn't have money for that. So we said 100,000. There's white people, there's Indian people, there's black people, there's colored people. Because I'm also Minister of Social Cohesion and Minister of Happiness.
Hi, nah, man. Like, guys, is this even sustainable, firstly, right? He has proposed that we send or we give legends 50,000 rands a month. Number one, we have so many legends that struggle. And I agree with taking care of legends. But 50,000 rand really is ridiculous. Not even majority of South Africans earn 50,000 rand. If you're South African and you earn 50,000 rand, you are privileged. And you are in the top possibly 10%, if not 5%, because we live in that kind of country. And I, because look, these legends, a lot of them, who are, I mean, we remember Mzinintsizwa. You know, those guys are just old men who live in townships, you know. It's not like they're rich or anything. We remember Uchawi, he was shoving his Capitec card in our faces, you know, and people had donated to him. So I get that, especially because these are the guys who signed a lot of horrible deals, guys who were exploited. You know, the entertainment industry, exploitation was rife. We'd see someone on TV and they were earning peanuts. So I get the idea of taking care of them because there wasn't as much information and empowerment to artists as there is right now. But 50,000 rands.
I agree with you. It's not sustainable. And for me, I feel the real biggest tool for government, at least at their disposal at this point, would be legislation. They need to take bold steps to regulate the industry and ensure that they protect artists against very greedy corporations. I think that's the best tool that they have at their disposal because we have too many spending priorities. So with everything that we need to do, 50,000 for government to commit itself would be problematic. I would say, use the one tool you have, legislation, regulate the industry, and then ensure that the business people are the ones that are paying these artists well.
And I agree.
And who qualifies as a legend? And also, shouldn't Gayton be talking to our president? Because remember, the president has got two bills that he needs to sign. There's the Copyright Amendment Bill and the Performance Protection Amendment Bill. Now, if these things were a reality, Abo Chawe and Abo Chirowale and everybody else on Mzinintsizwa would actually be earning money whenever Mzinintsizwa is playing in Malawi and all these other places where the SABC is licensing these shows to.
Exactly.
And the money goes to the SABC, but not the artist.
That's literally exactly what Mfundo is talking about. And I agree, because in the long term, and actually, in the long term, if you legislate, it works for them. My biggest worry right now is that if he is the one committing, what then happens when another minister comes in? Because that minister could come in and review it and say, no, 50,000 is ridiculous. You've now put me at a level where I've probably upgraded my lifestyle to 50K. And then that minister will come back and say, no, revert to 15,000 a month. What then happens to me? You're now putting me in a more dire situation. But on the other hand, I'm in two minds about taking care of living legends, because I feel at times when you are going to be taking care of people simply because they were famous, whereas there are so many people who've contributed to the economy of this country so many years who are struggling right now and getting 1,600 rand a month. It becomes grossly unfair, because you now have this person who, by purely virtue of having been famous, getting 15,000 a month versus someone who's earning 1,600.
Yeah, that's why it's better to impose very strict regulations or legislation on the private sector.
Yeah.
Because these big corporations make a lot of money out of these people.
True.
So for government to commit their own money is problematic. Just legislate, impose this on people, and they'll take care of these artists.
Agreed.
Gayton McKenzie wants to give artists an allowance, or legends rather, an allowance of 50,000 rands. Is this even sustainable? Should they even be getting an allowance? What are your thoughts? Do give us a call, 086-000-0959, or WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Yeah, so Nami, I was so, I don't know how to describe it, but here's the thing. McKenzie, what he's doing, he's putting a band-aid on a sore wound. He's not treating the wound. So what's going to happen? So they're going to continue doing this, because Amanda Oguti right now, they are entry level. They're going to be legends one day, right? So regulate the entertainment industry. Make sure that people are taken care of while they're still working. I mean, there are people who are working Oguti, okay, yes, they're not legends, abangana medical aid, and they don't go around asking for government to give them money. Yes, we understand it's entertainment industry and all of that, but they need to regulate.
Good morning, Saul and the team. That's the first thing that came to my mind yesterday when I was hearing all this news. How are they going to sustain that 50K per month? And how many people are going to... Yes, I understand you said over 70, but how many are they? There's a lot.
And somebody else may say, what about Banyana Banyana? You know, some of those players play for the national team, don't even have cars, they don't earn a lot. There's a huge gap between what Banyana Banyana players earn versus Bafana Bafana. Why can't they get a raise, you know? I mean, surely 50K, maybe give the artist 8,000, okay? Even that, how are we going to sustain it? And find some money to, you know, give a salary raise to players like Banyana Banyana.
Aibo, guys, aibo. Uthi no minister, uthi izophumaphi imali, uthi ngayiphi imali, in which economy as a South Africa? That's unrealistic. Bese ingena kanjani imali mayiphuma kanjalo? 15,000 wasn't bad. I mean, on an average, NJ, like most of Africans, a living off 15,000 rands a month, they could make it work. What is this? Hi, Bonina.
Nah, yeah, government just failed. Abafito. Abasathi ke 20,000 or kube yiyo leyo 15,000. 50,000 ayingayikho amalokishi anganamanzi, ayingayikho abantu abangenaniks abalala eyitratini. Khona manje kuthathwa imali le kayokhishwa abantu emigodini. Kunabantu abalala ngendlala, kunabantu abangenaniks mfethu. Hayi, come on, i-government just fail. Hayi, I'm very disappointed ngoMakhinzi. Bekeza kahle mara manje hayi, ngathi sekaya-overrama. Hayi, sorry to say so, but I'm very disappointed. 50 stina, hayi, come on guys, thank you.
This is just one of the talks. They come, they talk, they don't do anything, then they are off that chair. Then the other one comes, do the same. You understand? It's just the talk. Bahlulu abantu ababuya go exile. Usazobuya go the legends. For what? People are struggling. People have been dying, struggling, being legends. And then today, there is a legend. Yes, okay. Kotugunwa manje. Mamenzeleni.
Awa. Whose money is he using to do that? No, that's not fair. We are paying high taxes, and now we are paying for celebrities. our parents have also suffered being in professional jobs, and they must now earn the normal 1,000 or 2,000 rand. No.
I mean, we all choose our career paths. If you chose to be in the entertainment industry, then that's your decision. But if I chose to be in the corporate world, it's also my decision. So why do you have to get paid because you were famous, and I don't get paid because I was in the corporate sector in an office where no one sees me? No, it doesn't make sense. No. Everyone contributes to the economy in a different way. But because I'm not famous, I don't get paid 70 years later because I wasn't a legend. There are people who are legends who contributed to the economy, who are still fighting for the economy today. Mm. But you want to go pay someone who is in my face and on TV? Because no, it doesn't make sense.
No, guys, the one that was sitting there right now, working under government, earning 3,500 rand, they don't even participate into paying tax because that's not a taxable amount. So instead of employing more people who are going to be paying tax in order to, you know, increase the revenue in your country, now you want to give someone who is sitting at home 50k. Nah, man. Seriously.
Yeah, a lot of people, man, overwhelming response, are not happy with the idea of legends getting paid 50,000 rands. We get that they should be honored somehow, but 50,000 rands of taxpayer money, it's just not sustainable. Thank you so much for all your voice notes. I hope Gating's going to go and think really hard about this.
I'm going to give 50,000 at the pounds of a regulator, the industry, and then go to my schemes. Abazobeka khona imali eyidonswa kuwo lama-legend ukuthi ayibekele wona imali, ngoba manje bayibhubhudla nje bese thina ama-taxpayers sizokhipha o-50,000. Angali ama-legends wethu siyawathanda and sithanda ukuthi nabo babe nezinto eziright, kodwa manje basayibhubhudla imali madoda. Hhayi, abayibekeleni ngoba nathi siyibhubhudla, siyazi ekugcineni sophelele ekhiwini yepension bafowethu. Hayi,
Solo mfethu, la bantu bangazodlala ngathi. Solo lokhu bekhulunywa ngendaba yokuthi kunamabhiliyoni abuyela emuva angazange alungise amaprojekthi kumele ngabe ayenzwa, invoices were not signed off. Namhlanje uyavela uGating manje kunama-50,000 nje galakatha esikhaleni. For umuntu ogugile, bafethu, animeni ukudlala ngathi. ANC namaminista wabo bangazodlala ngathi. Kanti kwenzakalani e-South Africa, bafethu? The poorer must be more poorer. Bese bona nje badlala ngemali nje abogating, kanti bakuhleleleni ey'tulweni, bafethu. Hhayi, anikahleni, bafethu. Hhayi, anikahleni. How?
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.